Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heavyweight bass wobble in Ableton Live 12 that fits old-school jungle and DNB really well. Not just a flashy wobble for the sake of it, but a proper bass tool that can sit under chopped breaks, hit with serious subpressure, and still leave room for the drums to breathe. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the bass line is usually doing two jobs at once. Down low, it has to stay solid, mono, and controlled. Up top, it needs enough movement and texture to keep the groove alive. That's where the wobble comes in. We're going to build a bass that feels deep, gritty, and rhythmic, with that hardware-style weight you hear in classic jungle and darker DNB. Let's start by setting the tempo. For this kind of vibe, aim around 172 BPM. That lands right in the sweet spot for old-school-inspired jungle and drum and bass energy. Now create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable as your instrument. Waveeatable is great for this, because it lets you build a clean low end, and then add movement without needing to stack a ton of extra devices right away. Before you worry about the sound design, write a simple 4-bar MIDI phrase. Keep it focused. Use root notes, maybe one or two octave jumps, and leave space intentionally. For example, bar 1 can hold the root note, bar 2 can add a small gap near the end, bar 3 can answer with an octave, and bar 4 can give you a short pickup into the loop. That phrasing matters a lot. Indeed, NB, bass that never shuts up can actually feel smaller, because it crowds the break and masks the groove. Now let's build the foundation. Start with a sine or triangle style sound for oscillator 1. That gives you a clean subcore. Keep it mono, and don't widen it. If you want a little more bite, bring in a second oscillator very quietly, maybe the saw or square bass tone, and keep that one an octave above the sub. The goal is not to make the whole bass huge and stereo. The goal is to make the low end stable and the upper harmonics interesting. A good rule of thumb here, let the sub do the heavy lifting, and let the upper layer do the talking. If your sub gets unstable, wide, or too detuned, the whole bass loses authority. So keep the low layer disciplined. If needed, put utility after the synth and set width to 0% to make absolutely sure the bottom stays centered. Next, we create the wobble movement. You can do this with Waveeatable's filter or with auto filter after the synth. A low pass filter is the classic move here. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range, and add just enough resonance to hear the motion without turning it into a whistle. Then sync an LFO to the cutoff. Try 1/8 notes first if you want that rolling, old school pulse. If you want something tighter and a little more neural leaning, switch to 1/16 for more open tension. 1/4 can work too. The key is moderation. Too much wobble and the bass becomes cartoonish. Too little and it just sounds static. You want motion, but you want it to feel like part of the rhythm, not something sitting on top of the rhythm. A really useful trick is to map filter cutoff to a macro so you can automate long sweeps later in the arrangement. That gives you a lot of control without having to redraw everything by hand. Once the movement is there, it's time to add some controlled aggression. Drop saturator after the synth or filter chain and turn on soft clip. Push the drive a little, maybe somewhere around 3 to 8 dB to start, and then trim the output back so you're not just making it louder. If the bass needs more edge, you can add drum bus slightly after that, but be careful. You're not trying to smash the sub. You're trying to create harmonics that help the bass translate on smaller speakers and in a full club mix. This part is important. Distortion in DNB is often about translation more than attitude. A clean sub can be amazing in solo, but if it doesn't generate enough upper harmonics, it can disappear once the drums come in. A little saturation helps the bass speak in the mix. Now let's separate the low and mid content for better control. This is one of the smartest moves you can make. You can do it with an audio effect rack, or by using separate chains or tracks. Keep one chain as the sub, low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it mono and leave it pretty clean. Then make another chain for the mid-bass wobble, high pass it around 90 to 140 Hz. Let it get dirtier and give it more filter movement and saturation. This split gives you serious flexibility. If the sub is perfect, but the wobble needs more bite, you can adjust the mid layer without ruining the low end. If the drop needs more weight, you can raise the sub a touch. It's a much cleaner workflow than trying to make one all-purpose bass patch do everything at once. Now think about the bass line like a DJ tool, not just a loop. That means the phrase needs shape. A good DNB bass part often feels like a conversation with the drums. The bass hits, then the break answers, or the break fills space, and the bass drops back in on the next downbeat. So instead of filling every beat, leave gaps on purpose. Let the snare breathe. Let the ghost notes stay audible. In old school jungle especially, that call and response energy is a huge part of the vibe. You can also use velocity to make the pattern feel more alive. Not every note should hit with the same force. A slightly softer note before a stronger one can create a pull, and tiny gaps before certain hits can make the following note feel heavier, because the ear registers the space before the impact. At this point, if the patch is feeling good, resample it. This is where the sound starts turning into a performance asset. Record a few bars of the bass, while moving the filter and maybe the macro controls. Then chop the audio into useful pieces. You might want a long sustained note, a short stab, and a fill or turnaround. This is a really strong DNB workflow, because once the sound is printed to audio, you can edit it like part of the arrangement instead of just a held MIDI patch. Resampling also makes it easier to get that finished, classic feel. Sometimes a few carefully chosen audio chops sound better than endlessly tweaking a synth. If you want extra character, you can even reverse tiny sections for tension before a drop. Now let's talk arrangement. For DJ-friendly use, the track needs clean intros and outros. That means starting with filtered bass hints or sub-only sections, then bringing the full wobble in gradually. In the drop, you can use a classic structure. One bar of tension, a hard hit on the drop, a small swell in the second bar, and maybe a brief mute or fill in bar 4. That creates a loop that feels usable in a set and keeps the energy moving. You can automate filter cutoff, saturation drive, mid-bass level, and even a touch of reverb on the last note of a phrase. That last detail is subtle, but it can make transitions feel much more intentional. The main thing is to think in sections. Clean intro, active drop, slightly different variation on the next pass, then a clear exit point. Of course, the bass doesn't live alone. It has to work with the drums. Put it against an amen-style break or a tight roller groove and listen carefully. If the kick and sub are fighting, don't just turn things up. Shorten the kick tail, tighten the bass note length, or gently sidechain if needed. The goal is for the bass to push the break forward, not cover it up. A quick mix check goes a long way here. Use Spectrum to watch the low end and make sure the fundamental is strong but not bloated. Check the track in mono. Check it at low volume. If the wobble disappears when you turn it down, that usually means the mid harmonics need more presence. If the low end feels huge but messy, you probably need less overlap or less resonance in the wrong spot. A really important teacher note here. Don't trust solo mode too much. A wobble that sounds massive by itself can fall apart as soon as the break, ride, and snare come in. Always check the bass in context. That's where the real decisions get made. One more pro move. Vary the wobble rate across the phrase. For example, use 1/8 in the main groove, then switch to a short 1/16 burst before a fill. That little contrast adds excitement without needing a giant riser. You can also make a question and answer pattern, where one bar is a sustained note and the next bar is more rhythmic. That kind of phrasing feels very natural in jungle and DNB. And if you want more old-school grit, keep a touch of atmosphere in the mix. A tiny bit of tape noise, vinyl crackle, or room texture can help the bass feel rooted in that dusty jungle world. Just keep it subtle. The bass still needs to hit clean. So to recap the core workflow, start with a mono sub foundation. Build a wobbling mid layer on top. Shape it with filter movement and an LFO. Add controlled saturation for translation. Split the low and mid bands. If you want more mix control, then resample and arrange it like a DJ tool. Keep the phrase musical. Leave space for the breaks, and always prioritize clarity in the low end, because that's what makes the bass feel truly massive in DNB. For your practice run, try this. Set the project to 172 BPM. Write a simple 4-bar MIDI clip with only 2 root notes and 1 octave response. Build the sound in Wave-eatable at a 1/8 wobble. Lightly saturate the mid layer, then resample 4 bars to audio and chop it into a long note, a stab, and a fill. Arrange those into an 8-bar loop and make one clear transition point. If that works, you're already in the zone. That's the lesson. Build it clean, wobble it with intent, and let the drums and bass have a conversation. That's the kind of pressure that makes jungle and old-school DNB hit hard.